Coming up on Wednesday, October 10th, Orange County's Partnership to End Homelessness is hosting the 12th annual Project Connect event at the Hargraves Community Center, all to connect service providers, dozens of service providers in our community, with people who are at risk of experiencing homelessness. It's a terrific event modeled on similar programs that take place all over the country, and we've been doing it here in Orange County for 12 years now. Joined on the air by Corey Root, who is Orange County's Homeless Programs Coordinator and heads up the Partnership to End Homelessness. Corey, thanks for being with us here in the studio today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So the purpose of Project Connect, what is the origin of it? What does it do?
It's really exactly as you said, connecting folks who are either experiencing or at risk of homelessness with services. And our goal is to have lots of different things all under one roof, because of course a lot of these folks are connecting maybe to this service or that service, but this has like a wide variety of things. So there's a lot of medical services. Flu shots are very popular. We definitely want to get folks protected against the flu if at all possible. And then there's all kinds of different, you know, height and weight checks and that kind of thing that's available. A lot of different medical services. But then we also have things like haircuts and foot care, which is a big issue for a lot of our folks. But then also they can talk with, you know, their case manager from the VA who's there if they're a veteran. So there's just a lot of different things. And the idea is that it's really easy for folks to access and get connected up with services.
And hopefully to sort of make those connections that they can then carry forward in the future, right?
Definitely. And I think that's been a big focus for us this year, is really connecting, because services obviously are super important. We want folks to get services, but really, we want folks to get into housing, and that's really the thrust of our work, is this connection to permanent housing. So part one thing that we did that's brand new this year is this Help a Neighbor drive, that's a donation drive for folks that have been housed through our systems that we use to get folks connected to housing as quickly as possible. What we've seen is that there's some things that folks need to maintain their housing once they're in housing that aren't really covered by our HUD grants or our normal kind of funding channels. These aren't like super high-tech, you know, gadgets. We're talking about mops, brooms, you know, very basic things, and also just paper products and things that folks need to live. But those are the kinds of things that if you don't have them, really jeopardize your housing pretty quickly. So anyway, we're really excited to sort of connect up that part of our work with Project Connect kind of for the first time. So
that's awesome. Speaking with Corey Root again, Orange County Homeless Programs Coordinator. Want more information on the Partnership to End Homelessness, OCPEHNC.com, Orange County Partnership and Homelessness, North Carolina, OCPEHNC.com. Talking about Project Connect, again, Wednesday, October 10th, Hargraves Community Center. And I know there are dozens of service providers that are going to be there. A lot of people will be there connecting with them. What's the experience like when you walk in? What happens after you walk in the door?
Yeah, and this has been another focus for us, is that I think in the past it's been maybe a little bit dour, you know, when people have walked in, and that's a bummer, and that's not the goal, you know. So we've worked hard to really make it a very joyous atmosphere. So you'll hear some music. You'll see a lot of folks there. Obviously, we want to, that's the goal, many people under one roof. And, you know, we're also working on sort of signage, so it's clear this is how you get here and this is how you get there. Haircuts are super duper popular, so we have like particular haircut signs kind of up a lot of places, because that's a common question. But yeah, you'll see signs up and people, and there'll be food, and you know, we have breakfast, we have lunch, and we invite our community members as well to come if folks are interested in that. It's a really delicious meal, with chili and sandwiches and things like that. So it's really meant to be a joyous community event where we're all there together and, you know, sharing something to eat and getting things that we need.
How many people typically come?
It's around 200.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Why, and I mean, we've talked about this before, but it always strikes me that haircuts are one of the most popular things that people go for. Why haircuts?
Yeah, I mean, I like getting my hair cut.
Yeah,
so
right.
That makes sense to me, for sure. But also, you know, a lot of our folks are working on employment, and that's a big thing. You know, how you're presenting. Often, you know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, that kind of thing. You know, having a really, you know, neat and tidy hairdo can go a long way to helping them get that employment lined up, and then that's, you know, going to help them resolve their experience of homelessness as well. So, but I think also, you know, I don't know anyone who doesn't like a haircut. Maybe my five-year-old, he's not super fond of it, but most adults,
there's that bright line between the kids who just can't stand it, right?
Yeah,
and
totally.
Yeah, everyone else. So you've worked with Project Connect for many years. How have you seen it help people?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most amazing connections to me are the ones that do lead to housing, where we've seen folks, you know, there's so many services for, like, veterans, let's say, in particular, you know, where we see someone say, well, let me just go talk to them. I've been, you know, maybe, you know, folks have had differing experiences with the VA, and there's so many great folks that work for them, but it's confusing to go over to Durham, and I don't know if anyone's ever been inside that building, but, or Duke Hospital, it's, you know, it's just really confusing. So they'll say, well, let me just check on this, and then they find out, oh gosh, they're eligible for this service, that service, and really get connected up, and then get into housing. So that's really great. Also, you know, we have legal help there, and have had folks, you know, just have one maybe thing on their record that they're able to expunge because it happened a long time ago and it was related to a disability or something along those lines. And that really has opened up then a lot of doors. I mean, literally opening doors for them to get into housing. So those kinds of things are just very exciting. But we love seeing folks, you know, also just, again, like sharing a meal with, you know, folks that we work day in, day out with, you know, just having that opportunity to not be, you know, working on a particular goal, but really just sharing time and whatnot. It's really special.
So if people are listening out there and they want to get involved, they want to donate, they want to volunteer, volunteer,
yeah.
Where can they go? What can they do?
Yeah, so the link is on our website. We have a lot of different volunteer opportunities. They are all on either the evening of October 9th, which is a Tuesday, or then during the day on October 10th. We have different shifts, or some in the morning and afternoon and evening, and different types of stuff if folks want to work directly with people, or if they prefer to just do kind of setup kinds of things. We have a lot of different things. So on our website, which is ocphnc.com, if you click on Get Involved and then Project Connect, all the information is there, and also all the information on the Help a Neighbor donation drive. So folks can drop off items at IFC in Carrboro, or that you can donate online. There's a lot of different options there, and we have all the information.
Awesome. Anything else that people need to know about Project Connect?
We'd love to see you there. Yeah, it's a really great community event, and yeah, I think that's it.
Very cool. OCPEHNC.com is the website. Again, that's Orange County Partnership End Homelessness, North Carolina. OCPEHNC.com, or just Google Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. It'll come right up and find out about Project Connect, 12th annual event, Wednesday, October 10th at the Hargrave Center. Corey Root, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.